we think of the fall following summer, and it's always quite nice. But we forget that it's warm, that there's ragweed, that there's still a lot of heat, as we've all experienced recently. And that increases the problems that asthmatics or anyone with respiratory problems has.
Once they get to school, what's the problem there specifically?
It's more of whenever we all get together in groups. We have, you know, snuffly noses at times. The pollens may irritate us, which increases the likelihood for bacteria or viruses that live within us and float around us all the time. And they love crowds. They love groups that are closely hooked up to one another that haven't been visiting one another much.
Somewhat, doesn't this have something to do maybe with people maybe aren't as diligent with maybe asthma medications or whatever during the summer?
It can often be a bit of a honeymoon period. A lot of times people have more seasonal variations. Not every asthmatic takes medicine all the time. Some may just get busy, frustrated with their medicines, or just busy with life and busy with the summer and forget to do it. And then that will also, this will come back and catch them then if, boom, in comes ragweed, that whether you're allergic to ragweed or not, it bothers each and every one of us. And that's our big fall pollen right now.
Some of this can be avoided. Some of it can't be, maybe?
Of course, it's hard to avoid the pollens and the heat that keeps pollutants out there. Avoidance is the first line of defense, but when things are around us all the time, it's hard to avoid them. Living in controlled environments, thanks to our air conditioning, that certainly helps. But the biggest thing you can do is to make sure, if you are an asthmatic, even if you're an intermittent asthmatic sufferer, is to sort of get your checkup with your doctor. Look at your asthma. How's it been behaving? What can I do to help make it better? Should I use my inhaler a little bit more? Go in for your, if you will, your fall wellness check. And you'll do better through that period of time where you're going to be at a little increased risk. You'll be hopefully at less risk.
Since we're talking about a spike and how this involves school children, is there any kind of preparation maybe the parents should do with schools for something like this?
Certainly, keeping them as clean as possible, which I know our schools strive for.
Sure.
Keeping things like our friend the dust mite, our little pet that we have in all of our homes, as the allergists call it. No matter how clean you keep your home or your school or your building, they are going to live there. You can certainly keep down the volume in your home better than you can in a public building. Obviously, keeping things clean, keeping your hands clean with cleansers and washing them and things like that are very, very important as well.
For those who don't have asthma, perhaps aren't as familiar, how serious a situation are we talking about potentially?
Oh, asthma is a serious illness. One of the number one reasons people go to emergency rooms. It does have a death rate associated with it. We forget that, but it does. Luckily, in this country, it is exceedingly low, thanks to good medicine and good medical care. It's the number one reason for loss from school and from work.
Of course, we're talking about students in school, but does that spike apply to adults as well?
It does. Certainly, kids are going to have a higher incidence of this just for the things we've mentioned before. But that does translate to adults as well.